So often it's the case that the weekend we hear Jesus make a whip and drive out the money changers and those who sell in the temple is the same weekend that we sell something in the back of the church. This is, in fact, the first time in 5 years of priesthood that has not been the case. Now, we tend to dismiss this criticism without much thought. We long ago spiritualized this text. That is, we abstracted it from its concrete historical reality and declared it to be a metaphor. Jesus was not really cleansing the Jewish temple. He was calling us to purify ourselves because we are temples of God. Jesus wants us to drive out our idols, our obsessions, and our excessive legalism. And it's not just us who are trying to justify our behavior. This kind of reading has been the norm throughout Christian history because we have long had a problem with Jesus' actions. On the surface, it isn't clear why he did what he did. The money changers and sellers were essential to the operation of the temple if people were to obey God's law. People had to buy animals to sacrifice. People had to change their money because they were required to have clean money, free from the idolatrous images so familiar in the ancient world. And putting those things in the temple made practical sense. So to explain Jesus' actions of driving out necessary workers from the temple, commentators have come up with various and fanciful explanations. Some claim that a corrupt priest had recently moved the animals into a new and sacred area, thereby offending God's design for the temple. Some have claimed that the money changers and sellers were all cheats, overcharging and exploiting everyone for profit. A few commentators have even proposed the idea that Jesus just hated the Jews and their laws and was instituting a new spiritual worship radically opposed to the Old Testament. These explanations have in common that they are all false and have no basis in reality or our knowledge of history. The scene that Jesus walked into was neither out of the ordinary nor exploitive. It was the usual experience of God's people, and they were happy with it. Still, Jesus objected. And I think his criticism was precisely of the ordinariness of this scene. When Jesus saw the behavior of the people, of the Father's children, he was heartbroken and angered because the money changers and sellers were a sign of failure. They were a symbol that the average person coming to Jerusalem for Passover, the holiest feast of the year, was not prepared. Most of them had spent days packing up their things, organizing their families, and walking to Jerusalem to celebrate the moment when God entered history and saved his people from slavery, the moment when God promised never to abandon his people. And yet they came utterly unprepared for the feast itself. They had not found an acceptable sacrifice. They had not disposed of their idolatrous money. They just showed up, as if God should be grateful they even bothered. That's why Jesus was angry. Not because selling in the temple was a sin, but because it proved his people no longer cared. They would give God a bit of their money and even a few days of their time, but they could not give him their hearts. Their worship, their sacrifices were empty. So Jesus drove them out and made room for a new people, a people whose hearts were enlivened by faith and the love of God. Passover is near. Today, we call it Easter. It is the holiest day of the year when we celebrate God freeing us from slavery to sin and death. Now is the time to prepare our hearts, or one day we too will be driven from God's house.